This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Old lady, a woman named Carolyn Glick, wrote that demonization, the effort to portray a political rival as an inhuman monster, has long been a means to mobilize public support. The ancient Romans did it. The Soviets didn't know there was another option. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Demonization. And the Democrats have been so good at this. They struggle with it now because we're on to them. They demonize us as racist, sexist, homophobic, etc. They demonize acts of violence, not by the perpetrator of the violence, but of the weapon used, but only when the weapon is a gun. And oh, by the way, only when the weapon is being wielded by somebody that they don't like. They love when the weapon is the gun and that the person wielding the gun is a conservative or it's a Confederate or anything that they can attach them to. I don't care. You could have been a kid, you know, with a Confederate pin on you when you were 3 years old, and they will go back as far as they need to go to find what they need to set the narrative. It's pathetic. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So Carolyn Glick is right as she talks about demonization. The way that they try to make you feel small, the way that they can get into your brain, they try to, is to say, nah, 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 they want to bully you. They bully you into believing that, yo, you're pro-gun, you're pro-violence. You know who's pro-violence? The very person saying you are. You are law-abiding citizens of this nation. The best of anywhere, any citizen in the world. And the Democrats tell you who they are. They're the people who condone violence. In fact, they like it. As long as it's not being done to them and being done for them, they love it. They relish in it. It's like slavery. They pretend they don't like it, but they love it. They love that they have made you, as in us, into slaves. They get our money whenever they want. They just get a bully to come get it. They bully us in every way, shape, or form. It is institutional bullying, and most of you don't even recognize it. I know there are people out there going, "Preach, brother, I didn't even realize it." Go listen to the first hour. You want to hear me talk about this? I tell you, there's institutional racism. There's institutional sexism. There's institutional anti-conservatism in this country. It is so pervasive, they can do it in front of your face. Black lives matter. No, all lives matter. Ooh, don't you dare say all lives matter. Don't you dare include everybody when we are telling you our racist point of view. And you go, "Well, I understand why what you're trying." I don't understand, Jack. Let me tell you what Kevin Jackson understands. I don't understand how you want to take your little piece out, black folks, which I happen to be one, and you don't want to include everybody. That is idiotic to me. It makes no sense. It never will, and you will never convince me of it, because all lives matter. Now, we have a choice. We can leave it here and agree to disagree, or we can take it outside. Because you know what? I'm not backing down. Don't try to give me with your institutional conservatism, institutional degradation or diminishing of conservatives, because it doesn't work on this black man. I'm going to tell you who I am again in case somebody just joined. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Get involved. She goes on to say, this lady, Carol Glick, "While negative campaigning has long been a tried and true method for winning elections in the free world, actual demonization was fairly rare, particularly in the United States. Actual demonization was a fairly rare phenomena until after the turn of the century. But in recent decades, and with unprecedented intensity, and venom since 2016. The Democrats have aped the Soviets and adopted demonization as their main political tool for winning elections. Well, that wasn't until 2020 when they just figured cheating would be the best optimal way. She says this, though. The primary object of their hatred is former President Donald Trump. And she makes it, I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand that whether we're talking about guns, crime, whatever the political hot button is for Democrats, it's all related to one thing. Hatred of Trump. Why? Because Trump was able to galvanize all of us together to make something happen. That is the issue at hand here. They got to get you. They got to get you back. You let Trump disrupt all of this, all of their evil plans. They must get you back. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi last week showed how it was done in an interview with CNN, and the interview focused on the Democrat Party's concern that the conservative majority in the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade, ending the federal mandate for abortions and letting separate states decide for themselves whether to place limitations on the procedure. She writes, concerns among Democrats and the party's progressive base rose exponentially earlier this month when, in a shocking break with the past, a source at the Supreme Court leaked the draft on this issue authored by conservative Justice Samuel Alito to Politico. They leaked it to Politico. CNN's Dana Bash asked Pelosi if the fact that conservatives are now the majority on the Supreme Court means that the Democrats dropped the ball on abortion rights, and Pelosi rejected Bash's assertion and instead blamed Trump. Brimming with rage, Pelosi seethed. See, who would ever have suspected that a creature like Donald Trump would become president of the United States, waiving a list of judges that he would appoint, therefore getting the support of the far right and appointing those anti-just freedom justices to the court. So she went after Trump, name-calling him. This lady writes, in one sentence, Pelosi managed to demonize Trump voters, delegitimize three sitting justices of the Supreme Court. It bears noting, she says, that as Pelosi made these remarks, Democrat activists were staging threatening demonstrations outside of the homes of, wait for it, conservative judges. See, they're very picky when they decide who they're going to go beat up or kill or whatever else. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, nobody from the Democrats even cared about these justices. We're going to talk more about Democrat hatred of America when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community.
You got to love sister girl Kamala Harris, because she is full of just amazing yogi-esque type comments. When we talk about the children of the community, I mean, we're talking about the children of the community. Technically, she's right, but I don't feel enlightened. But it gets better. Here's Joe Biden trying to explain gas prices and green energy and all this. See if you can figure this out.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
How do you feel about this incredible transition? that's got gas prices over $7 a gallon, average gas price $4.60 a gallon, and people saying that the average gas price will approach $7 a gallon. How are you going to feel about that? It's well over $5 for me. I'm mad. I know when I go to the grocery store, I'm mad at what I'm seeing. I brought those two people up because they are leading what Anyway, he writes for Front Page, Alan. I want to say it's Berg. I know that he's a Jewish guy. And he says he called it the Democrat crack-up. He goes on, he says, there has to be a backup plan. There's a backup plan, right? Is the title of New York Magazine's exploration of the 2024 Democrat crack-up. He writes, the short version of what I've been writing for months now. Biden's want to run. No one outside his inner circle wants him to. And there's no real plan B. This untenable state of affairs, in which Biden insists he wants the job until he's 86, but much of his party won't listen. And thus, the crack-up. The result is a bizarre disconnect within the Democratic Party, with two factions talking past each other. One group consists of Biden and his loyalists, who are convinced that while the ticket's numbers are undeniably bleak, they're historically unsurprising for a president and VP facing their first midterm and will surely bounce back. What do you think? I know there's a lot of people that are, well, Kevin, man, we got a long time to go. Things can improve. And if they, you know, they push it way up, and then if they bring it back down a little bit, people will forget. And so they think if it goes to $7 a gallon for gas, drops back down to $5, we're going to forget. We're going to be, at least it's bad drop back down to $5. We're going to forget that it was $2.70 under Trump. We're going to forget it. Let me ask you, are you going to forget it? Are you going to forget the big guy, Hunter Biden's laptop? Are you going to forget how stupid Kamala Harris looks across the nation and the world? You going to forget it? You going to forget that Joe Biden essentially urged Russia to go into Ukraine, and he's essentially done the same with China to go into Taiwan? You going to forget that? You going to forget that Hillary Clinton, it's been proven now, is the person behind Barack Obama's Donald Trump's demise, and worked with Barack Obama to do it? You going to forget all this? You think everybody's forgetting it? Do you think that the price of food will go up to, triple and then drop back down to double and everybody will forget it? I don't know about you. I'm not forgetting any of it. I'm living it. If you live in a city, you're living in high crime areas. You think you're going to forget it? You're going to suddenly feel safer walking through Biden's America? Is your money going to stretch further? What's going to happen to make you go, boy, I tell you what, it's all good. Anyway, he says the second group comprises a broad swath of the Democrat elite and rank and file alike who suspect that the vectors of age, succession, and strategy have created a dynamic with no obvious parallel in recent history. Biden's own donors want out. In the past few months, though many of the Democratic Party's biggest donors, even as they pledged to back Biden's reelection in earnest, have quietly started to poke around for alternatives for 2024. Partly out of a sense of responsibility, just in case Biden steps aside. Let me just stop here for a second and tell you this. Anybody who's got a strategy as Joe Biden being your president in 2024 is out of their minds. There's another article, and it says, and I'm going to jump here to it. It was titled "The Incredible Aging Biden." And I'm going to read just a piece of it. It says, it's a dark night of the Democratic soul, reports New York Mag's Intelligencer. Although even then, they dodged the actual question with a euphemistic phrase emphasis is his. He says, the lobbyists, donors, staffers, and elected officials were gathering for a spring policy meeting of the Democratic Governors Association in April. And the scheduled session concerned such topics as health care, diversity, and governance. But between panel discussions in the hallways and at the cocktail reception on the lawn, conversation shifted from grim, the midterms, to grimmer, the state of the party's planning for 2024, when Biden will stand for re-election on the eve of his 82nd birthday. He did get Trump out of D.C. and away from the nuclear football. But after the immediate crisis slunk away to Palm Beach, Biden's presidency passed from early success into torpor, dragged down by a chaotic exit from Afghanistan, sometimes shocking rising in prices, and the determination of two senators from his own party to block his grandest legislation, all while the virus lingered longer than expected. It became clear that Biden's bridge, to consider an analogy on its terms, wasn't built to completion at the far side. Now stop there. They go on to talk about his aging, but I just wanted to bring that piece of this to your attention because the Democrats are scared with what they face with Biden. That's the problem. They know what's coming. So let me pivot back to Greenberg. I think that's his name. He says, several, he's speaking of Biden people, have bombarded Obama's old associates with pleas for insight into some sort of top secret real plan that must exist for the next presidential contest. Is there a plan? His own incompetent Secretary of Transportation, Bernie Sanders, Warren, and all the old gang are keeping their campaigns alive. Last fall, a rumor started to spread within the West Wing. Some of Transportation Secretary Buttigieg's 2020 donors and fundraisers had started to meet privately to debate his future and map out a possible path towards the presidency, perhaps as early as the next election. The whispers were mostly true, if sometimes egregiously overstated. There's more.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest GDP numbers show the economy shrank slightly since the beginning of the year as inflation remains high. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats' policies are responsible.
Anyone wanting to grill a bacon cheeseburger over Memorial Day weekend will find ground beef up 15% and bacon up 18% compared to only 1 year ago.
Democrats say inflation is high across many nations and is caused by many factors, including supply chain issues, the economic recovery from the pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Adriana Reyes tells DailyMail.com she was surprised to learn her 18-year-old son shot and killed 19 kids and two teachers to death inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are blocking forward progress on a domestic terrorism bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 47, the nays are 47. The motion is not agreed to.
The measure fell short of a 60-vote threshold needed to advance. The House-passed Democratic measure was pushed after the recent deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, which was labeled as a racially motivated hate crime. Republicans are accusing Democrats of politicizing the Buffalo tragedy with unnecessary legislation. Republican Senator Rand Paul calling the bill insulting and said it implies all people are bad, that there is this great and worrisome thing that is infecting America, when the opposite is true. A second shipment of baby formula is now in Pennsylvania. It was flown in from Germany yesterday to help ease the nationwide supply shortage. Officials say it will be sent to hospitals, WIC programs, and retailers as soon as this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is toast, and I plan to enjoy watching other Democrats pick over his carcass. Welcome back, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network is who you are listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. 844-551-8255. Reading from Alan Greenberg, I think it's Greenberg. Is an article that was in Front Page Magazine, and he's talking about the Democrat crack-up. Now, I'm talking about all the show today is juxtapositioned with the two shootings that have occurred recently, and more recently, obviously, the Texas shooting. And what I'm telling you is Democrats are violent. They don't know what direction they are. Their policies are so jacked up, they don't know which way is up. And they've got a president who wants to hold on like a hair on a biscuit to the little bit of power and enjoyment he's getting out of doing this, because he knows once this is over, it is completely done. And by the way, it's been completely done. He's a puppet, a tool of the man. But he likes what he's doing. Even in his demented brain, he's enjoying this. Greenberg goes on to write, plenty of attendees thought a 2028 campaign would be premature. He's talking about Buttigieg, let alone a 2024. And one instead just wanted to use the sessions to kvetch with like-minded liberals. But Buttigieg knows he has to nip such rumors in the bud to allay any suspicions that could complicate his relatively charmed life in the government. As Insider prepared to reveal the meeting's existence in October, that's Insider's a magazine, Buttigieg's staff warned the White House the story was coming, and some of his supporters went on record to clean up the mess. These donors were freelancing without his knowledge, and he had no thoughts of running for president. By the way, there is no Democrat who can win a legitimate election against Trump, DeSantis, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, we have a stellar lineup of Republicans that could run and defeat any Democrat in a straight up election. No question about it. The Democrats know this. They fear this. Democrats can't win elections in their own enclaves in cities stacked with other Democrats if they were to do it fairly. But keep in mind, they're never going to do it fairly. So it's just a pipe dream, but I'm just making sure you understand that. It says the short-term migraine was averted But that wasn't the whole story. Buttigieg has kept in sporadic touch with some major donors from his campaign, and he has indicated to them that he is aware of the brutal dynamics pummeling the president. He's always careful to avoid even the appearance of wanting to discuss his own political future on these calls, according to people familiar with the conversations. But he hasn't shut down the PAC, a nonprofit associated with his old campaign. They've been kept dormant but alive by ex-aides, and he hasn't shied from some of the kinds of meetings a presidential aspirant tends to chase. This spring, when the DNC Finance Council met quietly in Charleston and both Biden and Harris passed on attending, Buttigieg went. His presence was explained to some donors somewhat implausibly as simply due to his being the highest ranking cabinet official who could spare the time. Shortly thereafter, he formally bought one of his top political aides from the campaign onto the one of the top political campaigns from the campaign onto the DOT payroll. They're strategizing right in front of Biden's eyes, which is fine. I would be doing the same thing. I'd be trying to get rid of the guy right now. And I will tell you, if it weren't for the mud on their face, if it weren't for having to admit that they did something wrong, they'd do it in a minute. You know what the Democrats remind me of? They're that petulant teenage child, typically a girl, who wants to date the bad guy. And mom and dad say, don't you go anywhere near that bad boy. And she says, I'll do what I want to do. Are you going to tell me what to do? So she does it. And then he beats her and abuses her and, you know, does whatever he does. And then she doesn't have the guts to come back home and tell her parents, you were right. So she sticks it out. And she has two kids that she hates, you know, not hates the kids, but she has these two kids she's got to protect now against a guy that she hates. But she won't leave because she's dogmatic that she's going to make, going to show her parents. You know anybody like that? That's what the Democrats are. They're going to show us. So what? Well, they're pregnant with Joe Biden's brain-dead, moronic, crackhead kids. They will show us. So what? He was a womanizer, and he's forgetful, and he doesn't know anything. His policies stink, and he can't provide unless he gets one of the kids to go sell themselves on a street corner to the Russians and the Chinese. You know, I married him. I'll show my parents. I'll make it work. That's what these leftists are doing. They're taking America through pure D-H-E double crooked socks because they're going to show us that they can make it. You're not going to show me anything, man. Well, there you go. So he goes on. Says Buttigieg is the most visible 2020 Democrat candidate to be doing this, especially since he's literally sitting in the cabinet of the guy he wants to unseat. But the others are onto it. Recent filings, federal filings, show that Klobuchar, Booker, and Warren are still spending heavily on digital investments or fundraising consulting. Same is true of Sanders. Though only in recent weeks did the idea of running in 2024 reignite within his orbit. I want you to understand, Sanders is well into his 80s, and he's still looking to run. It was prodded in part, they say, by a sense of concern that he was being written off and his political leverage thereby sapped. So here's what they're saying. Bernie knows he can't really win. But he doesn't want to give up his power base because that's how he gets the new cars and the houses. See, that's how socialism works. You keep a little bit of leverage so you can continue to do the things that you need to get away with. They say, meanwhile, this will crack you up. The people around Sanders, who are a little more realistic, want AOC to run. Without Sanders in the picture, they say Kana, and I don't know who that is, still would be a consensus choice on the left. Many close to the Vermont senator would prefer to convince AOC to consider running. Get this, they want her to run for president. She's got a 33%, a very unfavorable rating, only a 16% very favorable rating. So sure, Why not, writes Greenberg. I just want to tell you, this is the level of Democrat crack-up that's beginning to occur. Now, I want to shift back to demonization, because we were talking about how they need to demonize, how they need to make us look like we're radicals, we're out of touch, and, you know, all these other things. So this girl, Catherine Glick, she writes, Pelosi, she was talking about Pelosi, who made the statement about Donald Trump and said, how did we elect a guy like him who put in three Supreme Court justices who would dare take away women's freedoms to kill their babies? But Glick goes on to write, Pelosi's statement wasn't an isolated event. It was part of an overall partisan strategy ahead of the congressional elections in November. Joe Biden gave voice to it in a speech when he spoke of the ultra-MAGA Republicans. Now, we've covered this. I told you guys, that was not organic. It was intentional. Before I even got the information that they polled it, which was verified, I said, they tested this. There's no way Joe Biden would say this. Let me tell you why there's no way he'd say it. You can't believe that there's not a MAGA element. I'm talking about a serious MAGA element to the country. But Joe Biden, they live in a bubble. They really believe that Donald Trump is hated, despised. Nobody wants him. So the pollers told him what they wanted to hear. Go against MAGA. Go against ultra MAGA. Demonize him like we did the Tea Party. It'll work. Let me ask you, do you think that's going to work? So he called us the ultra MAGAs. The Trump, he called Trump King MAGA. He's demonizing the millions of legitimate voters who support Trump. It will backfire in ways that the Democrats would never even conceive. They said the obvious purpose of Biden's coinage of ultra MAGA was to link all Republicans to Trump, to make the 2020 elections a referendum on Trump, the demonic creature, even though Trump isn't on the ballot, and the Democrats control the White House and both houses of Congress. The administration is so excited by the new term they invented. Their Biden spokeswoman bragged about that ultra MAGA was the product of 6 months of market research. They said MoveOn.org is going to launch a $30 million campaign, Us versus MAGA ad, ahead of the November midterms. I just want you to be aware of what's coming. So, there you have it, folks. Separation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are going to have to face a lot of reality soon, folks. Biden's diminished capacity, number one. Biden will not be their candidate in 2024. Now, they got to figure out who can they replace him. They're also going to have to figure out who's going to replace some of their old villains like Pelosi and Schumer. These people cannot live forever. They are very, very old. Their health, no matter how they Botox and butt lift and tummy tucks and all that, the body, it's gone. It goes away. Who's their bench? Peter Buttigieg, I talked earlier, if that's the guy they're staging as the next person to be the president of the United States, that's who they're going to want in 2024. Trust me, that's the only choice they have. Now, other people are establishing themselves. As I said, Cory Booker couldn't get 4% of the vote. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, AOC being positioned, and many others. Why not bring back Anthony Weiner? Or, you know what? Why not the Cuomo brothers? Let them be president and vice president. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are not going to have a way to cheat like they did in 2012, 2016, and 2020. They will not have the same mechanisms. Republicans know how to cheat just as well as the Democrats now. Many of the states are implementing things that won't let them do certain things, or they're going to be watched a lot more carefully. They're going to have to really pay attention to what's going on because they can't cheat like they did before. And they have a plethora of things that people are still going to be mad about. I've talked about many of them. Inflation's not going to improve. Supply chain is still going to be disrupted. The price of gasoline and heating, as we get into November, when people start getting cold and not only are they paying for a crazy amount for gasoline, but also fuel to heat their homes. Are schools getting any better? Crime getting any better? Are their kids behaving any better? I'm talking about the day-to-day things you have to face when your kid is studying and flunking out. He or she is a miscreant. These kids getting pregnant. Grandkids, grandparents having to raise grandbabies. Kids going to prison over nonsense. A complete lack of respect for the human condition and human beings. And I could go on. The smash and grab thefts. Corruption inside of the city, you know, the body politic inside of every one of these major cities. High incarceration rates of blacks. Police still being demonized. Black on black crime and other crime that we've, you know, tacitly talked about. Do you think the women's movement's going to go away? You think the LGBT are going to stop complaining? You think black folks are going to stop complaining? Democrats have so many problems. And what about when things get revealed? When they do learn that, as we've already learned about it, Hillary, she's the big guy on her side. Joe Biden's the big guy on his side. What about Hunter's laptop? It is not going to go away. It's going to come back in some form. And, oh, you are getting a backbone. You are getting stronger every single day in your resolve. How do they rationalize that? What about when you start pushing back? So the Democrats are using gun control as an issue. I talked about it earlier on. I was giving you some ideas of the things that these people have that the Democrats themselves have done. Hundreds of threats of attacks or actual attacks. Let me just give you some others. These are all October. I'm just going to run through them because I won't even be able to get through them for the rest of this episode, part of the broadcast. I wouldn't even be able to get through these if I did an entire show on them and all I did was read you the title. So it was October, and I'm going from the 17th down. Portland Antifa tells 911 NYPD widow, your husband should effing rot in the grave. Next one. Professor calls for harassing Republicans at restaurants, quote, sticking fingers in their salads. Next one. Person claimed the ricin was in a letter sent to Senator Collins' home. Next one, left-wing comedian gets physical with Trump supporter at Hooters. Republican candidate Shane McKeeland punched in a Minnesota restaurant. Governor Cuomo, Democrat of New York, blames GOP for Antifa attack on a Manhattan club. Republican State Senator Sarah Anderson assaulted in Minnesota. DFL employees call for Republicans to be beheaded. Vermont GOP candidate receives threatening letter. Video, Republican Justin Farid's campaign canvasser allegedly chased and assaulted. GOP office vandalized in Mesa, Arizona. Antifa smashed windows, defaced doors of Metro Republican Club in Manhattan. Anti-Trump protester threatens to rape conservative reporter. A truck with a Trump 2020 bumper sticker was left at a bar overnight. Someone set it on fire. Susan Rice's Republican son assaulted at a pro-Kavanaugh event. Eric Holder deems Dem activists when they go, tells Dem activists rather, when they go low, we kick them. CNN says mob have constitutional right to chase Republicans out of restaurants. Hillary Clinton opposes civility with Republicans. Raw Story editor Steve Scalise's accomplice to his attempted murder. This is a leftist rag, Raw Story. Leftist teacher tweets, so who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh? Antifa takes over Portland, harasses old man for disobeying. Rand Paul's wife, I sleep with a loaded gun thanks to leftist threats. Senator Cory Gardner claims wife received the beheading video over Kavanaugh vote. Senator Rand Paul harassed at airport. Kavanaugh protesters accosted an elderly Trump supporter. Senator Collins flooded with abusive tweets threatening death and violence. Protesters chased Graham to his car, saying they will remove him from office. Republican senators hit with death threats amidst Kavanaugh fight. Ricin and threatening letter sent to Trump. Two hospitalized after exposure to powdery substance at Cruz's Houston campaign office. GOP Congressman Andy Harris, Republican out of Maryland, assaulted by protesters. Vandals hit Illinois GOP headquarters with rape graffiti. Senator Mitch McConnell badgered at the airport by anti-Kavanaugh activists. That was October of 2018. I have literally hundreds of these. That's 1 month. September. August. Threat after threat after threat. And by the way, carried out in some cases. So the guy goes on. He writes this in this article. Weird. Have you seen any liberals condemning these actions or even reporting on them? Did you hear a peep from them on what inflammatory rhetoric might be inflaming them? Perhaps they were simply encouraged by Maxine Waters, who brags openly about harassing Trump supporters, or Cory Booker, who encourages his fans to, quote, get up in the face of Trump supporters. Now, the Breitbart list went back to September 1st of 2015. Just to give you an idea. That list started in 2018. What do you think it's been from 2019, 20, 21, and now 22? Over the last almost four years. You think there's been any other ratcheting up of the rhetoric? Well, I think you know the truth. Of course there is. Democrats are evil. They're so evil that I want to just explain the level of evil in a way that you might understand it. And I've said this before. While we look to the sanctity of life, the way we were all born, with the understanding that women can do what they want to do, but let's understand what we're talking about here. We want to protect these people, these unborn children, these human beings. And these people call us barbaric. Because we want to do that. I want you just to let that sink in for a second. You're protecting life and you're barbaric. Now, you, as you know, the flip side of that would be to say, well, Kevin, it's amazing, too, that they want to protect people who've actually committed crimes. Death row inmates who undoubtedly committed the crime, but maybe converted to God or something. They will protect them, but they won't do a single thing to protect an unborn child and will demonize you. For wanting to do that, will make you believe that you are the scourge of the earth because you dare want to protect the most innocent of every human being that's ever been born or died on this planet. I just want you to understand the level of evil. If you want to say to me, Kevin, look, I get what you're saying, man, but I still, you know, have my way of thinking, fine. But to want to hurt, to want to destroy people for things like this, shows you what I'm talking about.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.